Can we just look at this headline? Connecticut lawmakers target AI-generated deepfakes in elections. Wow. That was a Connecticut Insider headline, and it sounds pretty alarming, right? Maybe for some of you, kind of fish out of water moment. I know that's how I felt. I have an okay understanding of artificial intelligence. Deepfakes, maybe a little. Elections, that's alarming, right? So it's a lot in one headline, and I want to make sense of it, understand it a little bit better. And I know you do too. So we welcome back Dr. Vahid Behzadan, who is our cybersecurity and AI expert on the show. And he joins us now. Vahid, welcome back. And first of all, what is an AI-generated deepfake?
Good morning, Melissa. So a deepfake is synthetic media in the form of video, audio, or images generated by AI to make it look like a real person said or did something they never did. The technology uses deep learning models trained on existing footage or an audio of a person. It learns her facial movements, voice patterns, mannerisms, and then generates new content that's essentially a digital puppet.
Okay, just to give an example, is that like when you see a press conference that never actually happened, but you see, for an example, a sports figure or a politician, somebody who it looks like this is a credible video, but in fact, that never happened. Nothing with that video ever happened. That conversation never happened. Those words never came out of their mouth. You know those videos I'm talking about?
I do, yeah. And that's a very accurate definition, yes. Those videos, many of which have been going around in a viral form, are instances of deepfakes. Whenever you see or hear audio from a real person that had not actually happened, was not altered by that real person, or the action in a video that was not performed by the real person, these are instances of deepfakes, which are realistic fake videos, audios, or images of real people.
It's frustrating, honestly, Vahid, because I see it a lot in the sports world, to be honest. I'm a big hockey fanatic. And what I notice when, in the last couple of years it's happened, when a player is traded or a coach is fired, almost instantaneously, within 24 hours after that happens, a deepfake is created. And the coach is talking garbage about the team, is swearing. And I've literally had these videos sent to me. I've had them sent to me where I can't believe this coach just pops off, or I can't believe this player really felt this way, or, you know, named other players. And I have to sit there and go, wait a minute, this looks real, but there's just no way this is real. And then I have to do all this research and realize that it isn't real, but then I got to send all the research to the person who actually thinks it is and has already sent it to 700 other people already. You know what I mean? It is the most annoying thing in the world, and that's sports. But from a political standpoint, how troubling can this be now? I mean, this could make or break, I would think, a campaign.
Well, you're right. Deepfakes can have real impacts. I think in the context of elections, there have been numerous instances of deepfakes being weaponized to affect the outcomes of elections. You may remember in January 2024, there were thousands of AI-generated robocalls made in New Hampshire that mimicked President Biden's voice,
yes,
telling Democratic voters not to vote.
I remember that,
then
yes.
Again, and there are so many examples like that. In Texas, just last month, the NRSC released a video in which Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico appears to say things he never did. And that video is a full minute plus clip with a barely visible AI-generated label. There are many instances of deepfakes being professionally distributed with the explicit intent to affect election results. Globally, 38 countries have experienced election-related deepfake incidents since 2021.
So how do you, here's the thing that I'm always fascinated by. And again, we've got Dr. Vahid Behzadun here, who is our cybersecurity and artificial intelligence expert on the show. How do you get control over that, Vahid? I mean, logically, so even the idea of Connecticut lawmakers want to target AI-generated deepfakes in elections. Great. I love that. I don't know anyone who would say, no, I don't want that. And if they do, you should be alarmed by that. You want to make sure that you know the person you are voting for. You know the people who are running in a race. I think that anyone would want that honesty, right? But how do you get control over that? Because logically, unless I'm crazy, logically, I would think anyone could create these types of videos or this type of content and then spread it to whoever they want, right? I mean, how does Connecticut effectively get control over this?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer. There are a number of approaches that can be taken. One is technical. These videos, these deepfakes are typically distributed through social media, and social media platforms already implement some degree of detection and labeling for deepfake media, including videos, images. But those detection techniques are playing catch-up. Essentially, the deepfake generation technology moves faster than the deepfake detection technology. And it's becoming really difficult for even trained human observers or consumers of these deepfake media to be able to tell that they're looking at a deepfake. I'm relatively well-versed in this, and even last week, there were three or four instances of AI-generated videos that I could not immediately tell are AI-generated, and they've been going around in a viral fashion. Besides that, there are technical solutions like content watermarking. Essentially, these are technical standards like content credentials that embed metadata showing how media was created, but this is more to prove it's real.
But once again, Vahid, not to interrupt you, Vahid, but once again, you would have to rely on people knowing that.
That's right. Very true.
You know, so it's funny, Vahid, I have a story for you that kind of relates back to this. So I consider my friends, my husband, my family, pretty intelligent people. And there is an account on Instagram that specifically makes up news stories about Walt Disney World, because that's a passion of mine. Okay. It is literally a fake account. And if you click on the account, it says, we make up fake news about Disney. It says it's there in black and white ink. It's right there. You can't miss it. And the amount of times I get videos over the years sent to me from this account, and even though it says it in the description, this is not real news. This is us making up kind of like pipe dreams, if you will. I still get videos sent to me all the time from all the people I just mentioned, all the time. And I will say, guys, look at the account. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? So my point of saying that to you is that's all great if we want to have some kind of signage or some kind of code, if you will, that proves, oh, this is a credible source, or oh, this was made elsewhere because it has maybe a symbol or something on it. But do you really think the average person is going to recognize that that means it's credible or not? I'm going to go with no. I just don't think so.
I think besides the two solutions or solution approaches I've already told you, the more effective one, and I agree with you, is media literacy. The average person can learn and is learning to be more suspicious and ask questions.
We have Dr. Vahid Behzadun here, who is our artificial intelligence and cybersecurity expert on the show. We are talking about AI-generated deepfakes. And we know Connecticut lawmakers are focused on this. In fact, for years now, they've been really trying to get a handle on artificial intelligence and, for example, how it could impact job applications or how it could impact social media and kids being targeted. I know this is a focus for them, and I'm not knocking them. I hope it's very clear earlier in this conversation. I'm not knocking them. I think it's an effort that we should be looking at, not just in our state, but across the country. Artificial intelligence is here, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I do think it has some bad qualities about it, though, including these deep fake videos or types of content that make people believe something is real when it is not. And so we were talking about some different solutions that lawmakers are looking at, but you got to something even more important, Vahid, which is media literacy. And this is something, honestly, I mean, you could define it first, but I think that we should even go as far as to start having courses in public schools as early as elementary school, understanding media literacy, because it is absolutely a part of life. And adults are not good at it. So how do we expect our kids to be great at it as well? But what is media literacy before we even go to that conversation?
Well, in this context, I think it's a long-term defense in the form of having an informed audience in the case of election campaigns or elections in general, an informed electorate that reflexively questions the provenance of shocking political media. And I agree with you. This is an education problem with an education solution. But there are a number of, rules that can help everybody at every stage in different contexts when it comes to handling fake media, be it in the form of AI-generated deep fakes or just classic manual or professional manipulation of media. I think the first of which is if you see something in the news or on social media, in a video that provokes a strong emotional reaction, that's exactly when you should pause and verify before acting on it. And acting on it means sharing or changing your mind on a consequential decision and so on. Second, check the source. The Instagram account that you mentioned, if the source was checked by the people who shared those videos with you, they would have seen that it clearly says it's a fake news account. In many cases, it's not as explicit, but there are often ways to say whether or not the source is a credible news organization or is it circulating only on certain corners of social media. And third, look for provenance. Some platforms, as we mentioned, are starting to label AI-generated content, but this is still inconsistent. There have been instances of major platforms and labeling systems failing even very recently. The biggest thing is developing a healthy skepticism about political media that seems too outrageous, too perfect, or too conveniently timed.
Mm. I mean, that's where I'd love to get your take as well. Just so you know, Vahid also works at University of New Haven. What do you think about creating curriculum around media literacy? Honestly, as early as elementary school.
I'm surprised that it has not happened yet. It might have, and we haven't heard about it, but this is absolutely necessary, and it's been necessary for quite a while. Deepfake is just taking what has existed for decades, if not millennia, but doing it at scale. Verifying sources, making sure that critical evaluation skills for new information are built up and exercised from very early on, in my opinion, is absolutely crucial. But when it comes to this day and age, it's a survival skill.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, Vahid, I don't know exactly what curriculum is in every single school across Connecticut. There's no way I could know that. But I just remember in fifth, sixth, seventh grade, you know, when they're teaching you how to write, you know, multi-paragraph essays, for example, and the importance of citing your source. You know, you learn that in very early ages. That same sort of mentality needs to be used for social media checking the source. Like, for some reason, we haven't gotten to that place where when you want to write an essay, you can't just copy and paste. You have to go to the source and you have to write it in your own words, right? But we haven't gotten to that place where we've now expanded that curriculum to also say, so what does that look like on social media? What does that look like online? And I agree with you. I think it's a skill that we really need to all be better at, because otherwise you could pass as many laws as you want, but I don't know how effective they're going to be if people just believe what they see without checking the source. I think that's a huge problem. Vahid, I appreciate you having this conversation, and we'll certainly see what, if anything, passes from Connecticut lawmakers. But more than anything, it's important, especially going into a major election year for Connecticut, that we are aware that AI-generated deepfakes, they are real, and to make sure you're checking your sources before you just believe everything you see. Thank you so much.